Speaking Extract 3. Listen to the sample part 3 and complete the checklist.
We've been talking about a place you'd like to visit, and I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. So let's consider, first of all, the idea as a student of having a gap year. Mm. How important do you think it is for young people to visit different places before they go to university or college?
I think it's really important. I think it's a really crucial time for starting to get some life experience that is independent of home and family. Seeing things that you're not familiar with, which you may find scary, but in the long run, which I think would build your confidence as a person. And also, I think it's always a good thing to get experience of different cultures.
What sort of challenges do you think you'd have going on a gap year as a student?
I think there might be language challenges and financial challenges as well, because obviously as a student, I don't have much money, so I would have to think about whether or not I would work whilst I was abroad in order to fund that study.
Do you think it's useful to work for other reasons as well, besides money?
Besides money, yes. I think it's another way of getting underneath the surface of a different country's culture. And I think by working, you're more likely to come into contact with people, which will help with your languages and also your understanding not only of their work ethos, but also their culture in general.
Mm. What sort of jobs do you think would be the best sort of jobs to do?
I think it would depend whether there were language barriers. If it was somewhere where they needed your native language, you could be quite valuable to them. But if you didn't speak their language, then you'd be fairly useless as, say, a translator or interpreter. And you might have to do more ground level work, like working in a restaurant or a bar.
What sort of preparations should a student make before they go on a gap year, do you think?
I think it depends where you're going. If it's an area where you might need vaccinations, then you need to get proper medical preparations, like malaria tablets in malaria areas or other vaccinations you might need. Also, if you need work to fund the travelling, then it would be a good idea to write to potential employers in advance so that at least you can sow some seeds with them so that it's not a complete surprise when you arrive.
OK, let's move on to the topic of travelling to less familiar places. What sort of advantages are there to reading about a country before you visit it?
I think you can make more effective use of your time if you know where to go before you get there, rather than wandering about and wasting time on places that weren't worth it in the first place.
Do you think there are any disadvantages?
It might take away some of the spontaneity of travel. It might mean that some of the surprises are taken away. But also, I think they're useful in case you wander by accident into a dangerous area. You wouldn't want that.
No. Some people choose to have a guide when they go to a very unfamiliar place. Do you think that improves the quality of a travel experience?
Yes. I think anybody with local knowledge is going to quite literally guide you towards the places where there are some real gems, some real don't miss these areas type places. So if you can afford a guide, I think a guide would be a good idea.
Do you think you learn more from visiting important sites or from meeting local people?
I think both. I'm more of a people person, so I would always tend towards meeting the locals. Even if it was in a little village, I'd get more enjoyment out of that than being in a big crowded tourist resort, I think.
OK, thank you very much. That's the end of the speaking test.
Thank you.